Now, also this week, make no bones about it, as they say, because dinosaurs, according to this piece of research, were warm-blooded. Now, for many years, paleontologists have said that dinosaurs are cold-blooded because their close-living relatives, the reptiles, are cold-blooded. And one strand of evidence that everyone uses is that in these reptiles, you find structures called lines of arrested growth, or lags for short, in their bones. Effectively, these lags correspond, a bit like tree rings, to the amount of growth that goes on in a season, and you get a lag when the winter comes because it's cold and the animal's under stress and its metabolism has plummeted. The problem is, though, or the fly in this ointment, is that recently scientists have had a closer look at these lags in dinosaurs, and they're subtly different to the lags that you find in reptiles. And also, reports have been surfacing that mammals, including some ruminants, also have these structures. Now, they're warm-blooded, which means that it kind of flies in the face of this perceived wisdom. So, a group of researchers at the Universitat Autonoma de Barcelona, this is Mica Kohler and her colleagues, have got a paper in Nature this week where they've said what was missing was a comprehensive and thorough analysis. So they've gone and obtained samples of 100 different ruminants that live in 36 different countries spanning Africa and Europe. In other words, they're looking at a very comprehensive range of different latitudes, animals that live high and cold, right down into low and hot. And what they find is that, and I'll quote from their paper, lags are universally present in all climatic regimes. In other words, all these animals they studied have these things. Their argument, though, is that if you then marry this data to in-depth information they have on the animal's metabolic rates and time of year, you see that when the animals are under stress, when it's dry or very cold, then they produce these things. So they think that this is an ancestral effect which the animal uses to slow down its metabolism and conserve energy when it coincides with times of stress. And it probably inherits this tendency from an ancient ancestor knocking around when the dinosaurs were there. So that's one thing. A, it's an ancient trait. The other is that the dinosaur features are very similar to these mammalian features, which strongly suggests that the dinosaurs could themselves well have been warm-blooded, not cold-blooded. And that resonates with previous studies that have suggested that were dinosaurs cold-blooded, they would have been so sluggish and slow, they wouldn't have been able to get about. Something else would have eaten them first because they wouldn't have been able to run away. And we also have fossilised footprints of dinosaurs showing big animals running, suggesting they could make quite fast movements for periods of time. And to do that, they would have needed quite a fast metabolism, which cold-bloodedness probably wouldn't have sustained. So it's all beginning to piece together. Looks like dinosaurs may have been warm-blooded after all.
That is interesting. And actually, you mentioned those lags being present in ruminants. They also happen in humans. If you get a small child and make them very, very sick, then they end up with these very dense lines in their bones where they've stopped growing because they're so ill. So not just cold-blooded animals, humans too.
Louise, thank you very much.